नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय मुतरे श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग दी थर्ड वर्स ऑफ మనశిక్ష ఇదిచ్చే రావాసం వ్రజభువి సరాగం ప్రతిజనుర్ యువద్వంద్వం తచ్చేత్ పరిచరితుం ఆరాత్ అభిలషేహే స్వరూపం శ్రీరూపం సగణమిహ తస్యాగ్రజమపి స్ఫుటం ప్రేమ్నా నిత్యం స్మర నమ తదాత్వం నను మను. సో హీ ఈజ్ టెలింగ్ that if you desire to develop the kind of love that the Vrajavasis have for Krishna, then you ensure that you follow in the footsteps of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and the other associates. So last we saw the commentary of Srila Shivaram Swami Maharaj and Sachinandan Swami Maharaj. Now we will discuss commentary by Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj. A very long commentary. We will take some sections and then continue tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. Morning you have time? Kal class nahi hai na? Kal subah we will fully utilize. 8:30 to 10 also वो स्लॉट भी करेंगे, फिर 10:30 12:30 भी करेंगे. उसके बाद आपको युद्ध भक्ति चिंतामणि के बाद आपको जाना पड़ेगा ना. शाम को बनाऊंगा, सुबह नहीं है मेरा कुकिंग. शाम वो काके जाएगा ना, सांबर राइस कट राइस बनाता हूँ.
4 बजे रेडी होगा?
4 बजे रेडी कर देता हूँ. ओके. The Manasiksha is a methodology by which a person can overcome their internal obstacles and gradually develop love for Krishna. Manasiksha is the methodology by which one can overcome the internal obstacles and gradually develop love for Krishna. This is our goal, and Raghunath Das Goswami has written these verses for us. These prayers are addressed to his mind, but actually they are more relevant to our minds than his. If we follow these recommendations step by step and try to apply them in our lives, success is guaranteed. We may think that there are more important things to think about, like our marriages. At the end of the day, however, the most important thing will be the extent to which we have managed to develop attachment for Krishna. At the end of our lives, everything else will be unimportant and devoid of meaning, and what will stay with us is our attachment to Krishna. We will see how everything else slips through our fingers: our health, our happiness, wealth, beloved ones, relatives and friends. They will all be gone, but this wealth of attachment to Krishna will remain with us. Neha bikramana shosti pratyavayo na vintate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. No matter what position we are in now, it is important to know how to develop this attachment to Krishna. Otherwise, when faced with the last test, we may prove bankrupt when we no longer have anything material and neither do we have any spiritual wealth. That's why Swarupam, Shri Rupam, Saganam Iha Tasyagrajam Api, Sputam Premna Nityam, Smara Nama Tadatvam Nanumana. That is the wealth. Raghunath Das Goswami specifically says here that if you have two desires, to live with love in Vraja life after life, Prati Janu, and directly serve the eternally young couple, Yuvadvandvam Tachet Paricharitam Arad Abhilashe. Then you should Swarupam Shri Rupam Saganam Iha Tasya Grajamapi Sputam Premna Nityam Smara Nama Tadatvam Shrunumana. Then you should remember incessantly at all time with love, and very clearly remember, he says that if you have these two desires, you have to constantly with love and very clearly remember Swarupdamodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami, their associates and Sanatan Goswami. It is them that we should always think of with love. If you want this kind of affection for Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, several important questions arise which we will try to answer. First, why does Raghunath Das Goswami say Prati Janu for many, many lifetimes? The first thing we have been promised is that this will be our last life. And now it turns out that we have to live for many lifetimes in Vraja. But the first word of this verse means, if you want to stay,
Yadi
Chet, Avasam, Vraja Bhuvi, Saragam, Prati Janu, life after life. Raghunath Das Goswami says that the goal is bhakti, which does not require liberation from birth. Real devotees do not think that they deserve to be born anywhere in particular. Such devotees says that they are ready to be born here again and again, that they have no merits to be in the spiritual world. If we have raga, attachment to the Lord, then life in Vrindavan, even here on earth, is amazingly beautiful. Like Madhagopal Prabhu was telling the day before yesterday, in fact, life in Bhauma Vrindavan is more beautiful. That is one of the reasons they say Prati Janu. Life after life, let us take birth in Bhauma Vrindavan only, because Bhauma Lila is more sweet. The excitement, the extent of Vipralamba experience in Bhauma Vrindavan is more. His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, despite his severe pain, shows us a great example of the beautiful picture of life in Vrindavan. What is life in Vrindavan like? One of his last pastimes is perhaps the most amazing one. Just before his departure from his body, he was in terrible pain. The pain was so agonizing that no drugs could suppress that pain. Sometimes he would be placed in a bathtub to relax. Mahajan Prabhu bolke ekte, Argentina se, he was Maharaj serving him. और मत्स्यावतार प्रभु बोल के एक थे, दे वर सर्विंग हिम देयर, उनको सर्व करते थे और शाम को व्हेन दे वुड बी रिलीव्ड दे यूज्ड टू कम टू पेन स्टेट टू प्रीच.
अच्छा,
पास में ही था ना, बहुत वर ब्रह्मचारी थे दैट टाइम, अभी भी पता नहीं. मत्स्यावतार प्रभु गॉट मैरिड, गोपी परानंदन प्रभु उसका स्टूडेंट, मत्स्यावतार प्रभु इज अ डिसिपल ऑफ भक्ति तीर्थ महाराज. तो उनको पूरा वो एकदम बाथटब में गर्म पानी रख के उसमें
सोने को
मतलब रियली बैड सिचुएशन था. द पेन वॉज सो अगनाइजिंग दैट नो ड्रग्स कुड सप्रेस इट. Sometimes he would be placed in a bathtub to relax, but the pain would be burning his entire body from within. During one such attack, Radhanath Maharaj was next to him. As Bhaktidit Maharaj was writhing in pain, tears streaming from his eyes, Radhanath Maharaj began telling him about Vrindavan, where everyone loves Krishna, and where Krishna loves everyone, and where there is nothing but love. This went on for a long time with Radhanath Maharaj whispering in his ear and Bhaktidita Maharaj listening. Suddenly he smiled and said, "I have never felt so good in my life." Raghunath Das Goswami is drawing this picture because he is ready to take birth and to die, to be sick and to suffer here on earth as long as it is in Vrindavan. Because Vraja Bhuvi means along with that birth in Vrindavan, you will get birth, death, old age, disease also. But he says, "Yes, I am ready. If it is in Vrindavan." Kita janma hao jata tua das bahirmukha brahma janme nahi mora ash. In this way he glorifies Vrindavan and Prema itself, which makes a person willing to take birth again and again, because the happiness of Prema is so intense it overshadows any material pain. This picture of life in the earthly Vrindavan is presented by Srinivas Acharya in a song glorifying the six Goswamis.
He Radhe Vraja Devike Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kuta Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalinde Vanye Kuta Koshantaviti Sarvato Vrajapure Kedair Mahavikvalau Vande Rupa Sanatanau Raghu Yugau Shri Jiva Gopalakau.
Let us imagine this scene for a moment. The Goswamis of Vrindavan are clad in nothing but loincloths and shawls, consisting of nothing but patches, living there in the land of Vraja, crying, "He Radhe Vraja Devike Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kuta." Where are you? Where are you, Radharani? Where are you, Lalita? Where are you, son of the king of Vraja? Where are you all? Have you gone to Govardhan or to the banks of the Kalindi? They are running there, filling Vrindavan with their cries. Are we willing to live like that in Vrindavan, life after life? Raghunath Das Goswami says, Prati Janu, that he is ready to take birth again and again because he has experienced happiness in Vrindavan. We can also experience this happiness. Such is the answer to the first question. We can't ridicule people of this world who say, for life after life, I want to live with this person. Because they have experienced something. Then how much more would it be if it is with Krishna, if one has established a relationship with Krishna?
What do you want
to do with Krishna? Yuvati nam yata yuno yunam cha yuvati yata manobiramate tadvat manobiramate tvi.
Infatuation is a starting stage.
It is infatuation only. Later stage mein...
Reality aagaya toh phir
wo... No. Who said? Wo sati kyun hota tha? Because they could not tolerate the pain of separation from their husband. Aajkal ka distracted age mein this is unreality. It is there. My grandmother left very quickly after grandfather left. Unka kuch utna caste disease kuch nahi tha.
क्विकली शी पास्ड अवे. अभी वो श्याम कृष्ण प्रभु का वाइफ. इट मे बी मेटीरियल रिलेशनशिप, बट मेटीरियल रिलेशनशिप हैज द रिलेशनशिप कैन बी क्वाइट इंटेंस. जस्ट द नेचर ऑफ दैट रिलेशनशिप इज डिफरेंट, बट द इंटेंसिटी ऑफ दैट रिलेशनशिप टू अ लार्ज एक्सटेंट इट कैन बी देयर. That is why Rupa Goswami compiled Bhaktira Samsundu based on the Natya Shastra, which is talking about material emotions. There is a very strong similarity. Mera khud ka isme maine dekha. Hamara college mein ek professor the. I was discussing with whom? Yeah, with my brother-in-law I was discussing. Kaise government college mein you must be qualified to enter, but after that, even if you don't perform, they cannot remove you unless you are doing some monetary impropriety or something. But if you are not teaching properly, if students are not unhappy, they cannot remove you for non-performance. Hamara department mein ek professor the, Surya Narayan bol, brilliant professor. मतलब ब्रिलियंट पर्सन है, बट एट दैट टाइम ही वॉज मेंटली डीरेंज्ड बिकॉज़ हिज वाइफ डाइवोर्स डिमांडमेंट, बट ही हैड सो मच अटैचमेंट फॉर हिज वाइफ दैट मेंटली अनस्टेबल हो गए. कौन बैठा है क्लास में, कौन नहीं बैठा है, कुछ भी उनको समझ में नहीं आता था. एंड समवन One of our batchmates, Shyam, ko gaye, and he was completely wrapped in his lungi baniyan pehne the. Uske upar unka wife ka saadi ko lapet ke baithe the. So this is actually real. Raghunath Das Goswami says, "Prati janu." That he is ready to take birth again and again because he has experienced happiness in Vrindavan. Similarly, when people experience happiness in a relationship, they want to take birth again and again. You can't ridicule them. Actually, Shastras sympathize with them. If only you had experienced the relationship with Krishna, how much more you would feel in this way. This is how Ramanujacharya felt when he saw Dhanurdas. Compassion. Others were just ridiculing him. That was more probably due to their envy that he has got such a beautiful wife. Than out of otherwise, if they had that attraction for Krishna, then Krishna's procession is going on. Why would they get distracted to see Dhanurdas? At least he had some attraction to someone. The second and most important question is answered by Bhaktivinoda Thakur's explanation of this verse. Why does Raghunath Das Goswami mention Swarupam, Shri Rupam, Saganam, Iha Tasya Grajamapi? The Sanskrit meaning means Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and all their associates as being the persons we should remember clearly with love. Why doesn't he say instead remember Nityananda? Rupa and Sanatan discovered Vrindavan, but that was by the mercy of Nityananda. Raghunath Das Goswami received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by first receiving the mercy of Nityananda. By the mercy of Nityananda he received Mahaprabhu's mercy. By the mercy of Mahaprabhu he received the mercy of Radha and Krishna. But he does not say Nityananda. He described that we should always clearly remember Swarupam, Shri Rupam, Saganam Iha Tasya Grajam Api. It is this difficult question that I will try to answer. We know this famous verse. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapidam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. We know that it was Rupa Goswami who is our Sampradaya Acharya, or the Acharya, founder of the entire Gaudiya Sampradaya. So Chaitanya Charitamrita begins with పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్తరూప స్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తశక్తికం. దిస్ వర్స్ రిటర్న్ బై స్వరూప్ దామోదర్ గోస్వామి డిస్క్రైబ్స్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య, నిత్యానంద, అద్వైతాచార్య, గదాధర్ పండిత్ అండ్ శ్రీవాసాచార్య. హౌఎవర్ నన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ రఘునాథ్ దాస్. పంచతత్వ కవి మెన్షన్ ఇన్ దిస్ థర్డ్ వర్స్. ఆన్ ది అదర్ హ్యాండ్, దీస్ ఆర్ ద ఫైవ్ తత్వాస్ హు కేమ్ టు గివ్ లవ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, యట్ రఘునాథ్ దాస్ గోస్వామి డస్ నాట్ టెల్ హిస్ మైండ్ టు రిమెంబర్ దెమ్. వీ నో దట్ ఇన్ చైతన్య చరితామృత్ అగైన్ ఇన్ ది వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ స్వరూప్ దామోదర్ హూ స్టేట్స్ దట్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మోస్ట్ మర్సిఫుల్ అవతార్, నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరద్విషే నమః. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, who came to give prema to everyone, had two missions: to give prema to everyone and enjoy prema himself. The Panchatattva helped him primarily with the first mission, to distribute prema. We know Lord Nityananda, Advaitacharya, Gadadhar Pandit and Shivas Thakur all preach the holy name, but here Raghunath Das Goswami teaches us the inner bhajan, the inner culture of bhajan. The culture of emotions or raga that was taught by Swarupam Shri Rupam Tasyagrajam for that purpose. The most important thing they did was to explain spiritual experience. They explained the spiritual experience through books like Bhakti Rasamrita, allowing us to join the spiritual experience with the great devotees of the past. We want to obtain the same feelings and the same emotions that they did. After all, we want the same love to be burning in our hearts in such a way that nothing else will be burning there. At present, what is burning there is a soup of kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada and matsarya. Rupa Goswami, above all, gave a roadmap or guidebook to these feelings, explaining how spiritual emotions can be attained and how one emotion leads to another and what causes the emotions in the first place. Bhakti purvai shritastam to rasam pashyed yadatadi tam naumi satatam rupa nama priyajanam hare. Madhurya Kadambini. It is only by Rupa Goswami's mercy that even a common devotee can see and at least theoretically understand what is this rasa. This is what Nityananda Prabhu did not do. But not because he had a mission of his own. For instance, in Lochandas Thakur's song, Akrodha Paramananda, he sings that Nityananda Prabhu goes from house to house, knocking on every door and holding a straw in his mouth, says, "Do you want to buy me? Chant the holy name." Having said this, he then falls in the dust and starts crying and rolling about in it, his hair standing on end. This is what he did. He let people see and feel a spiritual experience. And he gave the main method to attain this experience. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He gave people the holy name. He did not explain what we should feel or how the holy name should work in our hearts. At a certain level, we can just chant the holy name without thinking about anything, without knowing what it stands for, without understanding all the signs, without realizing who Krishna is. But sooner or later, we may get lost. Even if we start feeling something, we may not understand what is it or what the next step is. We can get lost in the spiritual experience. For our advancement, we very much depend on how clearly we understand what we are, where we are going. Who will give us the roadmap? Who has given up the roadmap? Sometimes even in ISKCON, we have various points of view. One perspective is that there is no need of much ado to attain braja.
Much ado.
मतलब देर इज नो नीड टू इतना वृंदावन जाना है, वृंदावन को अटेंड करना है, उसके बारे में बात करने का क्या जरूरत है। चैंट हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, देर इज नो नीड टू डू एनीथिंग एल्स। वी मस्ट जस्ट डेडिकेट अवर सेल्स टू द होली नेम। वी मस्ट जस्ट नॉक ऑन एवरी डोर एंड शाउट टू देम होल्डिंग अ स्ट्रॉ इन अवर माउथ और अ बुक इन अवर हैंड, यू रोग्स चैंट द होली नेम अदरवाइज यू विल गो टू हेल। And sometimes we dance ecstatically, then get up and go and knock on the door again. This is the method and we should have absolute faith in it. But we also need to know the spiritual signs so that eventually we come to Vraja. Lord Chaitanya infused the holy name with prema. And when we hear the holy name, we feel this love. From the very beginning, our hairs may stand on end and tears may flow. A good example is when a new product is being released on the market, it is often given away for free. A company I once saw in Sweden had marketers handing out free samples of its new product. People were taking these and some were repeatedly going up for more. In this way, they were given a taste of the new item. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Prema Avatar, came and brought Prema with him and began distributing it for free. Although Prema is free, it is absolutely free only at the beginning. So, the Panchatattva, they are the distributors of free samples. But the six Goswamis are those who gave the road map to actually how to buy it.
ऐसा एक टीम
है, फ्री सैंपल डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन के लिए एक टीम है, उसको खरीदने के लिए कैसे खरीदेंगे उसको, उसका एक टीम है। वी आर गिवन दिस स्मॉल बॉटल ऑफ प्रेमा एंड वी आर टोल्ड ड्रिंक अ लिटिल एंड यू विल लाइक इट, एंड वी डू लाइक इट, बट देन वी आर टोल्ड नाउ यू हैव टू शेल आउट एंड पे द प्राइस। सो दैट इज when we receive Agyat Sukruti, then Shraddha, everything feels very good. But after that, slowly we are told, okay, follow this. Now we must work on our anarthas and engage in sadhana. So what else we should do? We will continue this wonderful explanation tomorrow. सो आज शाम को मेरा